It's Murphy Houston. Welcome in to Colorado Today, and it's our honor to have Pat Greenway, Executive Director of the Listen Foundation, in this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Murphy. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. Now, you were telling me it's Better Hearing and Speech Month, which I think is a very big deal.
It is.
And you're with the Listen Foundation. And I was telling Pat before we got started here, I know nothing about the Listen Foundation. That's why I love doing Colorado Today. I learned so much about our community. So please, briefly, tell us about the Listen Foundation.
Well, the Listen Foundation is a children's foundation, and we help kids who are deaf and hard of hearing learn to listen and talk. And what I mean by that is once a child gets their hearing aids or cochlear implants, they suddenly have access to sound. But the problem is their brain doesn't know how to process it. So the therapy that we provide teaches them that sound has meaning, and then once they can identify the individual sounds, they can learn to talk by listening, which is the same way you and I learned how to talk.
Sure.
So as a result, these kids have a natural sounding quality to their voice. They don't have that sort of deaf talk that we associate with people with hearing loss.
Sure.
It's very natural sounding. And one of the main missions of the Listen Foundation is to raise funds to ensure that all families have access to this program, not just those who can afford it.
Well, how does this program differ from like the traditional approaches like, lip reading or sign language?
There's really three big differences. The first is the listening piece, teaching a child with hearing loss how to listen.
Right.
So most programs focus on the visual, whether it be sign language or lip reading, but we work on that audition piece.
So that's a little bit different then.
It's very different.
Yeah. So how does it important for a child who's deaf to have listening and spoken language therapy at the same time? Why is that so important?
Well, it's important for two reasons. One is if a child can learn to listen and talk, they can suddenly communicate with everyone in their world. The problem with hearing loss is that it isolates you. You can't communicate with others. So the socialization is a big piece. But the other big piece is academics, because research has told us that up to 50% of what a child learns is through incidental listening. You know, just conversations taking place around them, at home, in their activities. So if you can't hear those conversations, think about all that learning you're missing out on.
I have a lot of young grandchildren, and I can tell they pick up words by listening to us talk, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And that's so important.
I mean, a child, after they're born, they actually start listening in the womb at 17 weeks.
Wow.
And then once they're born, you know, they spend a year and a half just listening.
Yeah.
Before they start to talk. So a lot of listening has to take place.
So what are the barriers for children getting this therapy? Are there barriers?
There are. And the very first one is their family doesn't know about the Listen Foundation.
Well, I was going to ask you that down the line here, too. How do we find out about this good therapy?
You know, exactly. So you have to learn that such a program exists. And then the second biggest barrier is money. You know, they just cannot afford this therapy. And so that's where Listen comes in on both fronts.
Explain that more. I mean, you offer like a scholarship?
We do. For families that don't have insurance or don't have means to pay for it, we will fund the child's therapy. And it's a sliding scale, so it depends on how much the family needs in terms of financial support.
So basically, you're saying you don't say no.
That's correct. As much of our budget can handle, we don't say no.
I can see it in your eyes. We're going to get those kids in there. We want to help as best we can.
Absolutely.
And that's important for families to know. And how do they learn about this program? Obviously, phone numbers, websites.
Yes. You know, they can learn about the program from their physician or their audiologist. Or, you know, we're in the age of the internet, so I get lots of calls saying I found you on the internet, which would be listenfoundation.org.
That's pretty easy.
Yes, and you can contact us directly at 303-781-9440.
So let's get back to the academics. You were saying how important the academic combination is. What's the difference in academic outcomes between these two communication approaches then that you're talking about?
Yeah, if you're a child that goes through a traditional deaf education, you can expect to graduate from high school with a fourth grade reading level.
Oh.
And the reason for that, if you think about it, what's reading? It's breaking down words into the individual sound.
Very true.
So if you don't know what that sound is, it's very difficult to learn to read. Secondly, writing is an issue because sign language doesn't follow the conventions of English. So again, very difficult to learn to write. By contrast, the kids that go through this auditory verbal therapy, their reading scores tend to be the same or better than their typical hearing peers.
Is that right?
Yes, and the reason for that is this program is literacy-based. What better way to introduce sound to your child than by reading to them? You sit the child on your lap, so you're behind them. They can't look at your mouth.
Right, right.
So they have to listen. So you're reading and reading and reading to your child. And while you're doing that, you're building that foundation for literacy.
That makes all the sense in the world. That really does. We're talking with Pat Greenway. She's the executive director of the Listen Foundation. Again, we were talking about costs a little while ago. What is the difference in lifetime cost between those who learn to sign and those who learn to listen and speak with the Listen Foundation?
Well, you're in a more traditional deaf culture, you think about the medical costs, the special education cost, the disability cost, the under or unemployment, the lost wages. When you add those all together, it's estimated that the lifetime cost is about $1.2 million per individual.
Wow, that's huge.
Conversely, with the Listen Foundation, it costs about $5,000 a year per child. If we get a child early in those first few years of life, they can be done with the program by kindergarten and be fully mainstreamed in regular education. So the cost differential to the public is huge.
Well, yeah, and the cost up front might be a little hard with the child, but in the long run, you're going to reap that benefit back tenfold.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great to know. So what should our expectations be for children who are deaf and hard of hearing as compared to those typical hearing peers? What expectations should we have?
You know, there's really never been a better time to have a hearing loss because the technology is amazing. So with cochlear implants and digital hearing aids, your access to sound is so great. And then you combine it with this therapy, there should be absolutely no difference in speech and language development and academic outcomes for children who are deaf and hard of hearing versus their typical hearing peers. There should be no difference.
Really? And that's what you guys accomplish at the Listen Foundation.
Absolutely.
So are you centrally located just for Denver, or are you regional? Is it the Front Range? How does that work?
Well, we can now reach the entire state of Colorado. All of our therapists are in the Denver metro area, but with broadband reaching out to all parts of the state now, we can actually do therapy through telehealth. As simple as using Skype or FaceTime to reach kids in rural Colorado where there is no therapy options for them out there. And the reason we can do this is the child isn't our primary client. It's actually the parent.
Oh.
And we coach the parent on how to work with their child so that listening and spoken language goes on all day in their normal routines. So we're not trying to capture a child's attention on a computer monitor. We're observing the parent, guiding the parent, coaching the parent, so they learn how to work with their child throughout the day.
So you have like homework, nonstop homework.
Yes, but how the therapists work with the families is they teach them. You don't want to do therapy all day long. How can you, while you're bathing your child, while you're changing diapers, while you're feeding, how can you talk to your child and play with your child so that their auditory center and their brain's being stimulated and they can enhance their listening skills?
Well, that would kind of like being a normal mom and dad, what they would do with a child without a hearing impairment.
Exactly. Yeah. You just enhance it so that they're conscious about, you know, how much talking am I really doing with my child? Because they need to be listening all the time.
All the time that stimulus needs to be there.
Yep.
Do things like playing music help, or watching television, or something like that that has auditory stimulus?
Television, no. It doesn't help. But music training is excellent for these kids. And the beauty of it is if your child can learn to listen, they can learn to play musical instruments. They can learn to sing. They can learn to dance. You know, it opens up their world for them.
There's no barriers.
That's correct. You literally mitigate the effects of the disability.
Wow, that's just great news. Now, all this requires, I suppose, some kind of partnerships. So do you partner with people in the community? How do you get your monies to help with these scholarships you offer?
Our main focus is in the community, whether it be through foundations that provide us with grants, business partnerships, individuals. You know, we really do a broad based funding approach because we want to invest in these kids.
Absolutely. Do you do fundraisers like golf tournaments or galas or like so many nonprofits do?
We do. And this year and at the end of August, we'll be hosting a Cajun event, which is one of Listen's signature events, which everyone enjoys that. And in October, we will have a founders event where we really introduce the community to what this program can do. And the kids come and community partners can see the outstanding effects of this program.
Yeah, where their monies are going and what Absolutely. The effect is. How long have you guys been around, the Listen Foundation?
Listen was established in 1969.
Oh, my goodness.
By a group of parents whose own child was deaf, and they had benefit of this program where even in those days with not very good technology, a speech pathologist named Doreen Pollack figured out that if you just cranked that device up as high as you possibly could, you could eke out some residual hearing in even the most profoundly deaf child. And once you could do that, you could start working with them on listening. And the parents were so astounded by the results of this program that they started the Listen Foundation to ensure that all families could have access to this program.
Wow, that's a great thing. 69,
mm-hmm.
The Listen Foundation. Let me ask about the educators, the folks that work with the children. Are they just therapists? Are they regular teachers? How does that work?
No, the therapists that work for Listen Foundation have a special certification, and it's called auditory verbal therapy. And all of them have master's degrees, and then they go one step further to learn this listening and spoken language therapy. So they're highly skilled, and that's why there aren't a lot of them. So to be able to reach out to kids through telehealth is amazing.
That's where the technology and all that comes in, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your needs now? If I'm out there listening and I'm saying, how can I help the Listen Foundation besides maybe money? What do you need? Volunteers? What?
Well, certainly getting the word out. That's why being on a program like this is so important. So I thank you for that, Murphy.
Sure.
Because if you do not know it exists, we can't help you. And so someone listening today may not need this program, but their neighbor or they meet right. someone and they can say, did you know that the Listen Foundation can bring hope for your child? So that's really important. We use volunteers for our activities. We obviously are always looking for funding sources.
Sure.
And so those are the main ways in which you can help.
And how can they reach out? Is it through just the website, or is there phone numbers we can hand out to them right now?
Yes, you can always reach me at info@listenfoundation.org. You can go to the website and get to us through that, or you can contact us at 303-781-9440.
So again, it's listenfoundation.org. Is that just the basic website we can go mm-hmm. to and get all the information we need?
Yep.
Pat, congratulations. I mean, I'm astounded that this word about the Listen Foundation that's been around since 1969 isn't out there more, because what a fabulous thing you're doing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, just before we go, I just wanted to share a recent story with you. I received a letter from a mom
uh-huh.
who said that when their baby daughter was first diagnosed with a profound hearing loss, they started checking things off their list for her life.
Oh.
Thinking she would never be independent.
How tragic.
And then they heard about the Listen Foundation and realized that that disability did not have to define this girl. So they said, we started with the program and we never looked back. Well, fast forward, that baby is about to graduate from CU Boulder.
Is that right? That's a great story.
And she's an A student. She's getting a degree in integrated physiology. She plans to be a physician's assistant. And oh, by the way, she played 4 years D1 women's hockey.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
That's a great story.
I bet
you got a ton of success stories like that.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're so passionate about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You're taking a negative and turning it into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
The Listen Foundation, congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you, Murphy.
Thank you, Pat, for coming in today. It's Colorado Today, and we'll be back with more.